This is Tom Durbin, head of school at Lenawee Christian School. It is an honor to help celebrate the graduating class of 2020. This is a historic class that is demonstrating faith in action. We salute our seniors at LCS and from around the county. I'm very proud of all of our graduates and what they have achieved even before COVID-19 struck. I'd like to welcome Tegan Long, the valedictorian for LCS class of 2020, and she will be followed by Haley Adams, who is our salutatorian.
Hi, I'm Tegan Long. On September 9th, 2001, my parents announced their pregnancy to family and friends with celebration and great joy. Just a short 48 hours later, the world was turned on its head and people questioned the choice of my parents to bring a child into a scary and broken world. Multiple people came to my mother in the next few days from friends to colleagues advising her to abandon the baby. Yet, here I am. Gifts such as these are only given to some, and when they are offered, they must not be squandered. My parents recognized the unparalleled beauty of the gift which God had given to them, and they refused to listen to the advice and judgment of others. They knew then that God's plan was much greater, even when it cannot be understood at such unprecedented times. In the same way, God gives each of us gifts and talents which we should not squander. The sinful nature of each mankind begs us to be quick to judge the choices of others, but we know the one true judge, and he guides us down our path. People will judge the path you take, the ways you choose to use your gifts and talents to glorify him, but only you know if your gifts are being used to their fullest. Each of us has a calling, a unique, designated purpose, which can be seen in all seasons of life. Your calling is set by God for you and you only, specifically and uniquely designed. Callings are not always obvious or easy to reveal, but once they are found, it is an undeniable match. God uses these callings to make us his disciples, to rescue the lost and nurture the growth of the found. Or in other words, he uses callings to lead us to live a life of influence. So class of 2020, I challenge you today to search for the gifts which have been laid before you. I ask you to use these gifts to glorify the one through whom they have been given, by whatever means you can, today and every day. Do not wait to start leading your life of influence, for you never know when your influence may spark growth inside of another, leading more and more to dream bigger and dig deeper.
Hi, my name is Haley Adams. When I think back to my freshman year, I think back to a very different version of myself. My priorities were very different as a freshman. Things like a single bad grade on an assignment or embarrassing myself in front of my classmates seemed like life-ending problems, whereas, for me at least, things like graduation and college hardly worried me at all and seemed like a problem for a very different future. But somewhere along the way, my perspective changed, and those priorities flipped, leaving me uncertain and scared for college. Now I am between the end of high school and the beginning of college, and I would be lying if I didn't say I am still a little nervous for what my future holds. As I continue to grow and my priorities continue to change, I am certain my current worries about college will seem silly in a few years, and things I've hardly even thought about now will be my highest priorities then. I, like most people, do have regrets, things I've missed out on or wish I had done differently, but I know I won't get anywhere if I focus on those things. Instead, the only thing I can continue to do is look forward. Just so with my classmates as well. Some people fear losing touch with friends or facing new and different challenges that are presented after high school. Perhaps with good reason, but change is natural and growth is essential for life. As my class leaves high school and we move on into our lives, I hope that we can one day look back and not think about regrets or things that we've missed, but instead remember the good times and account for the growth we will certainly experience between now and then. I am so proud of my class, and I am sure that they all have excellent futures ahead of them. I cannot wait to see what the future holds for all of us. Thank you.
This is Michael Crafts, the secondary school principal at LCS. Thank you, Tegan and Haley, for sharing your thoughts and words for your fellow graduates. We have enjoyed traveling this road with you and look forward to seeing you continue your journey. Class of 2020, we are thankful for the opportunity to be a part of your lives over these years. May God continue to bless your lives, your learning, and all your future endeavors. Class of 2020, let me share these words from centuries ago. Be assured that from the first day we heard of you, We haven't stopped praying for you, asking God to give you wise minds and spirits attuned to his will, and so acquire a thorough understanding of his ways in which God works. We pray that you'll live well for the Master, making him proud of you as you work hard in his orchard. As you learn more and more how God works, you'll learn how to do your work. We pray that you'll have the strength to stick it out over the long haul, not the grim strength of gritting your teeth, but the glory strength God gives. Thank you.